all this nonsense, homelessness and all this other garbage y'all talk about, police violence and all this stuff, don't nobody care about that. Don't nobody real care about that. We care about our reparations. And we have to put white people on notice that we want our reparations, that our foreparents and us, we didn't work for free and underpaid and all this nonsense, and the white folks get away with it, and they talk about the great city they're building. No, we want our reparations. $3 million per person. $3 million per person right here in this city. That's the only thing black people got to care about. All this other little nonsense y'all talk about, we do not care about.
That was a Tampa City Council meeting where a member of the public, black man, said this is the only thing that matters. Tony Katz, 93 WIBC, good morning. All right, that's the only thing that matters to you. Then in California, they've got this reparation task force, and people are, you know, listening to their proposals and saying, well, I don't know how we're going to do a cash payment of $1.2 million per person. That's less than what the Florida guy wants. And so a civil rights activist and reverend named Dr. Amos Brown makes this statement.
Unfortunately, that evil group called the Ku Klux Klan in California was founded here in San Francisco. So San Francisco's hands are not clean. They have been complicit in this evil system. And all we're saying, let's just chill and pay your debt, your sin bill of enslavement, of discrimination, of intimidation, of terrorizing black people.
Your sin bill. So I guess that would refer to white people, even if they weren't part of the KKK, should pay their sin bill. But now I have a question. I'm Jewish and the KKK was clearly after me and still are. Remember, those people in Charlottesville weren't chanting black people won't replace us, Asians won't replace us, Hispanics won't replace us. They were chanting Jews will not replace us. So they're after me. Not a personal level. They're after my kids. Are you telling me that me and my kids now owe you, Dr. Brown, some level of reparations, or nationwide we owe reparations because the KKK is after me as they were after you? Because I'm here to tell you, no, not paying. Would rather fight about it. And I mean fight in the muck and in the mire. I'm ready. If it keeps my kids safe, yeah. The reparations conversation is part of a much larger conversation and part of a theme that we've been kind of dealing with today. This recognition that the division is not only purposeful, but profitable. And that this fight is multifold. But this is part of the same fight. This is the fight of division. This is the fight of trying to further rip people apart. The idea of codifying the concept of reparations, that's about dividing people. That's about saying people based on skin color are the enemy. And we see this in multiple places. Like, for example, when we see colleges have graduation ceremonies just for students who are black, or just for students who are gay, or just for students who are this. That's pushing the segregation model, thus pushing the division. The division leads to the disaster. But since the chasm that is part of the division is profitable, well, why not? Why not? And maybe you'll get somewhere. Maybe you'll get something. Maybe somebody will do this and it'll just encourage more of it and more profiteering in that way. You must get it through your head that it is indeed a war. Multi-front, multifold. We may have beaten the communists in terms of the Soviet Union, but dear Lord, did those Marxists prevail in education and academia? A much harder thing to root out of the United States. In culture, where we have so blanked up the mind, it is hard to fathom. And how's the way out? Well, I'm a man with a theory. I'm going to get into it today to the best of my ability. It's going to take more than a day. But as you hear these conversations about reparations, understand that this isn't about healing. This won't heal.